worried about our folks as I am, but the fact that he's asking it all causes my heart to drop. He's saying goodbye. I don't want him to go. I've never lived a single second without my brother. He may have been born a full 4 minutes before me, a fact he's never let me forget, but I wasn't far behind, and we've been inseparable ever since. What am I supposed to do without him? I feel so selfish even thinking these thoughts because I know Spencer is tired. So freaking tired. He's been fighting this cancer with everything he has for more than 2 years, and he's ready for it to be over. I fight back the tears welling in my eyes and take one last look at my brother before wrapping my arms around him, holding him tight to me, burying my face in his neck so he can't see my pain. I love you, asshole. Spencer's hand in mine squeezes just a little, and after a moment he lets out one last rattling breath, and his entire body relaxes. Anger, sorrow, and anguish consume me as I hold Spencer's lifeless, skeletal body in my arms. I don't even realize I'm screaming until my mother is at my side. Her sobs make her entire body quake as she leans over the bed, folding my brother's body and mine into a tight embrace.